Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
So, yesterday we touched briefly on Robert Kraft's girlfriend, who gave birth about 6 months ago, and Robert Kraft says he's not the father, and I'm getting a lot of reports now that the father of the child is Roger Goodell.
Are you just saying that?
The ultimate revenge move.
That's funny.
That would be good, though.
Robert Kraft is paying for Roger Goodell's kid.
That's I like that bit. She's gorgeous. Speaking of gorgeous women, the Twitter poll is out there. Actually, take back that gorgeous part. Sarah Huckabee, who would you rather have sex with? Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Reba as Colonel Sanders. So Reba's dressed in Colonel Sanders' makeup. Or a threesome with those two. Hmm. Sarah Huckabee said 15% by herself. If you want to just have Reba by yourself right now, she's at 47%.
Reba as Colonel Sanders.
As Colonel Sanders, excuse me. And then the threesome is 38%. So threesome's catching up a little bit.
Probably go the threesome.
Yeah.
I switched mine. When Todd added threesome to the choices, yeah. I went to threesome. Because we could put Sarah in certain places where you don't have to look at her face.
Right. DeNyQuil.
Right. DeNyQuil. That's her rap name. DeNyQuil.
Yeah, DeNyQuil. Right. DeNyQuil. Right. DeNyQuil.
Hell, that could be a real name.
DeNyQuil?
DeNyQuil.
Yeah. It probably is.
Good. I like it. Christopher Titus is great.
He is.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We're looking forward to seeing John Heffron again, too. John's great. He's coming in the studio in a little bit. What's up, Petey?
Well, I'll try and keep the energy level up.
That's
tough to do, man.
That's impossible. Just do your sports as Tony Montana. Montana, excuse me. Yeah.
Your little friend Big Ben's got a birthday today. Hopefully he stays out of dark bathrooms.
Yeah. Shut up.
Ben's
He's married with kids now.
Ben's taller.
That don't mean nothing.
Ben's 6'5".
Reggie Bush is 33 today, and
he's taller. He's taller than Reggie Bush. He's taller than Reggie Bush.
And his birthday does still exist, though his college achievements do not.
Yes, it does.
Yep. And then Michelle Bachmann's birthday this day in 2004. And Marge Schott, remember the old Cincinnati Reds racist owner?
Yeah,
racist owner.
Speaking of Nazis,
speaking of Hitler fans,
she was. Yeah, she collected Hitler stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she had an armband at home. She liked Hitler's politics. She quoted. $1 million N-bombs.
That's right.
Yep.
She was horrible. She was absolutely a horrible, horrible person.
Yep. Had an unwritten rule of not hiring blacks. She died of awful person disease.
Yeah. She was a crotchety old German woman.
Well, her husband owned the team and died, and it was hers.
Yes.
That's what happened, right. Wasn't he a car dealer or something in that area?
I forget where he got his money.
Her big dog, and her cigarettes were
Oh, it was brutal.
Prominent.
That's brutal, right. Man. She always had the dog.
It's so old school.
Yeah. And she likely would have appreciated the former baseball coach at Texas Wesleyan University.
What's this guy doing, man? What a douchebag, man.
NAIA school in Fort Worth area. It's a liberal arts school. And this coach, Mike Jeffcoat, he spent about 10 years in the big leagues as a pitcher.
Is he related to the football guy, Jeffcoat, to play play for the Cowboys, right? Jeffcoat to play for the Cowboys?
I don't think he was black.
He was black. You're right. So, but that's a good point.
Jim Jeffcoat.
You never know.
What college did he go to?
Arizona State.
That's right.
Nice, yeah. So this Mike Jeffcoat, baseball coach at Texas Wesleyan University, responded via an email to an interested recruit who was out of Aurora, Colorado. This recruit actually grew up in Texas, so he wanted to play baseball somewhere. And this was the response from the baseball coach to this recruit. Thanks for the interest in our program. Unfortunately, we are not recruiting players from the state of Colorado. In the past, players have had troubles passing our drug tests, we have made a decision to not take a chance on student-athletes from your state.
He put that in writing.
You can thank your liberal politicians.
Train, he threw that part in there, too.
Best of luck.
And what, that guy's out of a job, though, right?
He'd be fired.
Good.
Yeah, he'd be fired. The university says it's no way a reflection of what we try and bring in as far as student-athletes, so
he'd
be gone. Is
that not textbook discrimination?
Apparently, that's why they fired his ass.
Yeah.
A whole state?
Just saying no one from Colorado can play baseball for you?
Yeah. He'd been there since 2002 as well. So, I mean, who knows how long he'd been doing this kind of thing.
He's a Ditka.
Yeah.
He's an old Ditka.
He's got to show you how against weed he is.
Right.
That he'd go that far to do that.
It's funny. A lot of baseball, I mean, you know, baseball guys are like that.
I know.
Really.
We've talked about this before. You put a bunch of guys, you're right. Baseball's just a weirder sport for some reason.
It doesn't get enough credit. I don't know if credit's the right word there.
Well,
a lot of these guys are pushed into buses when they're 19 years old.
And it's a bunch of guys right out of high school, just white dudes. They all get together and not educated at all. Exactly. All right. John Ebron with us.
Yo.
Good morning, brother. I call.
Titus calls you half. Are we close enough now? Can we call you half?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry I missed him. He was in here?
Just 2 seconds ago.
Literally 2 seconds.
Well, he's heading to Kansas City. He also said, go see John, because John's a very funny man.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. How long have you known Titus? You probably know him. You guys.
No, to be honest with you, I think I've talked to him once or twice in my life.
Kissed your ass.
No, it's good. Well, you know each other. If you have like good reputation, like you get a special card.
Right.
You know, we get there's like a website we log into and it's just a blog where we just say nice things about each other.
I know comedians. That's not true.
Yeah.
No. Comedians do like each other, but when they don't, you know that too.
Yeah.
I've seen their faces. I've known that.
Yeah.
We don't talk about you anymore. We don't like a bunch of them anymore. Who hates you? Who hates John Efron?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot. Well, you know what? I've done my whole life as a comic for almost 30 years.
Right.
Being lone wolfy.
Yeah.
In a sense is I don't have a squad.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, for the most part, I do my job.
Yeah.
I'm like a jobber.
I
do my job. Mm-hmm. I don't cause any problems.
Right.
And then if I have something bad to say about somebody, I have a few people I might complain about, but general...
There's no bad stories.
I'm sure there's a lot of them. I'm sure there's a lot. There's a couple. So when I was like 18 or 19, I was in college, and Jerry Seinfeld was performing at our school, right? So I had to go pick him up because the only reason why I picked him up is I had the nicer car out of the group of students.
Got it.
And it was like a Cutlass Sierras. Like, perfect. I got it from my grandparents.
All right.
Sweet.
Right? So a bench seat in the front. Like, it was pretty awesome, actually.
What year is this?
Oh, not 80.
So this is before his sitcom. Got it.
Very first year.
Got it.
Right. Very first year of sitcom, right? So I get to Detroit Metro Airport. I park in the parking structure that's, 5 miles away.
Right.
Because I don't even know if I've parked at an airport before in my life. Right.
At that age, yeah.
So then we walk to the gate because this is old school where you could actually go to the gate and meet somebody. He gets off the thing, talking to him the whole time. Talking to him about comedy, by the way, the second he got off the plane.
Oh, you're like Chris Farley. Remember?
So okay, on that.
Yeah.
We get out of the airport. We walk another 100 miles to where my car's parked, okay? Not pull up curbside, just like we're parked. And, you know, hey, you got $2 to get me out of here? Like, it was that, right?
Yeah.
So then we're driving, and so nobody's talking.
Right.
And now I'm just like, I'm, you know, gangly. Like, right. I'm coming.
Have you been on stage yourself yet?
Or you a just couple, wanted, like, you couple to? Open mics.
Got it.
Right? So then... I'm driving, and then some song's on. I'm just playing. I just turn it up. And he reaches over, and he turns down the stereo.
Right.
He turns down my music. Now, keep in mind, I'm 18, 19.
Right. Were you having coffee? Were you comedians and coffee?
Yeah. This was coffee? Way before that, right? So then, for some reason, 18, 19, I get this attitude of, this is my car. Dude, you don't touch another man's stereo when he's in his car. Like, well, where'd you go?
The guy driver controls the stereo.
Yeah, you don't touch the knob.
Right.
What are you, nuts? Like, right? So then I suddenly became that guy.
Okay.
So then I remember asking him about being a clean comic or whatever, and I remember him, he just didn't want any part of me, right?
Right.
So, okay, we drop him off at whatever, and then I don't go to the show that night.
You don't even go?
I do something else. I'm 19.
But I thought you were the fan of that's why you went and picked him up.
I was, but I think there was some, like, kegger somewhere something, whatever.
You know, so I got a same kind of story.
I literally don't go, right?
Right.
my buddy who was with him one night goes, yeah, he goes, that Seinfeld guy, he all he did is talk about you and how, like, he hates you.
On stage?
No, oh. Just off stage. Like, what's with that guy? Like, that kid was weird. Like, that was the highest, there was no other kid with a different car that you could have got to get me, right? He was, like, just trashing me the whole time.
Right.
So forever, I wasn't a Seinfeld fan, right?
You knew he personally didn't like you for
some reason. Keep in mind, 18, 19, I'm like, you know, this guy, whatever, right? So now, 15, 20 years later, okay? So now we're 15, 20 years
later.
And
you are a professional comedian.
I'm doing maybe 200 colleges a year.
Got it.
Like, you know, I'm 25 or whatever the math is. I get picked up, walking with the kid. This kid won't shut up.
Oh,
I get outside and I go, there's the car. And then he goes, oh, I had to park over here. And I'm like, you son of a, like, I got to walk over here. And I get in the car. His car is trashed and he's sitting, he's driving. He's a bad driver.
Right.
And then I had this weird moment hit me where my body almost, I still remember this feeling. I got super tingly and I went, oh.
I was this guy.
I mentally apologized to Seinfeld in my head because I was like, I saw the Matrix. I get it. He wasn't a jerk.
No.
This is exact. I'm him now, and I had this weird like thing. So then after that, I was like, I would watch a show, but prior to, I never watched the show because I was so mad at this guy on how he treated me when I was 19.
Now,
and then I made sure I talked to the kid the whole way, and because I didn't want that memory.
Now,
because so long story short, on any given day, anybody can kind of be a jerk.
Oh yeah.
So I purposely, even if I'm super tired or if I'm just, you know, road beats you up, I try to hold that in so there's not either a comic.
And that's tough.
Or an opening act or something that, because some weeks you roll in and you're like, I just don't feel like talking to anybody.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm being a thing. I don't want to talk to you about your career and how do you get an agent. I want to figure out why my wife spends all my money. That's what I'm thinking about right now. Yeah.
I got it. So now,
we don't get that. Well, we used to get that, but I don't go out in public anymore.
So. No, isn't it weird though? The older you get, the least amount of human beings you want to be in contact with. Like when you're nine, like when you have a birthday, when you're like a little kid, how many people stay the night at your house? That determines if that was a good birthday party.
Right.
This year, my wife was like, "Do you want a little party for your birthday?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good. Matter of fact, if you could step out for the day, you know, well." This is probably the best way I could run this.
Have
this
you ever 48er. Run into Seinfeld? Have you ever? I mean, you know a lot of famous people, and you're a famous guy too. I mean, you do. You're a headliner. People know your name. Have you ever run into him?
I have. I think
that's
I was
a story you got to tell him, man.
Yeah, that's. I have not run into. Like, I think.
Have you met him?
MTV Spring Break had a thing. Like, I'm talking again years ago, and I didn't bring it up to him
because
I still thought he was kind of a tool. but now
you know.
But now I get there's a couple people I would never want to run into that are very important in my comedy life that I've decided. So when I started doing comedy, there was an open mic at this club in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Right.
And the only reason why I would go every Tuesday is one, you could be 18 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
It was open mic, so it was either free or a few bucks. But there was this waitress whose section that we'd always sit in. Because you couldn't drink. You'd walk in and go, can we sit in? And we were sitting there, and she would come up to me and go, hey, you guys ever going to perform, you know, stand-up?
Yeah,
you're here every Tuesday.
Yeah.
All you have to do is sign up, and you guys can go. And me and my buddies were with. I go because she was so hot.
Right,
I was like, I'm probably going to do it next week. You know, like literally that's how I started doing comedy. I'm like,
that was it.
Yeah, and my buddy goes, well, what are you gonna do? You just signed up. And I was in, we had a speech class, and we had to give a humorous speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I did well. I go, I'm just going to do the speech I did in the speech class.
Okay.
Like,
there you go.
And it was literally, it was dissecting TV shows. Like, I don't remember, but keep in mind, Everybody, this was 30 years ago.
And you're doing a speech. Yeah.
I was like, what's with on the Brady Bunch? Like, how do you get into Alice's room? Like, I know it's by the stove, but like.
By the way, that's a great bit.
But, you know,
love that bit.
Okay.
I always wondered that too.
Yeah, and then
I verbalized it.
Yeah, and then it was like.
How do you get down? She goes behind the stove. And
there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
And then you ever notice like the Mr. Cleaver? Like, he leaves, he comes back. With like a suit, like a briefcase, but like, does anyone know what he does? Does he just leave? Like, it was all TV.
Got it.
That was my point of reference, right? It was,
How long did that before that got old? I love the bit.
Yeah, but it's not. So then.
Did the hot waitress approve?
Yeah.
Well, so she goes, hey, do you want to do it? So I did it just for her.
Right.
And she,
just for
the
her.
Very next, the very next week I was there, she was gone.
Oh.
Right, and then I go.
So
and
she's
then
like, "You and Seinfeld, I'm gonna stay around."
Yeah, and then I sign up again. I'm like, "Well, she probably just had Tuesday off."
Right.
I'll go up next Tuesday.
Right.
Show up next Tuesday
with the same bit. Oh, you didn't do that week. Okay. Got
it. Yeah. It was just open mic. So, then I show up the next Tuesday, and then I'm like, "Hey, what happened to the Asian girl that was, the server?"
Right.
Oh, she graduated from college. She's gone. She quit. And I'm like, what? And by the way, that waitress is Lucy Liu, the actress.
Is it her?
Yeah, from, Lucy Liu.
Charlie,
that was Lucy Liu. That she was the waitress that told me to do open mic, and I did it. And then she moved on and then became, like, Lucy Liu.
But I've never
talked to her. But,
really?
But she has.
That's a great story.
If she wasn't
she
there.
She is hot.
Yes. And if she wasn't there, then. Who knows? She's literally the one who got me to go on stage without knowing.
How'd you find out it was Lucy Liu when she became an actor?
Knew.
You started looking.
You
that's the girl I knew. Okay.
Yeah. There was some Xena the Warrior Princess or whatever.
Yeah. So you've never seen her since?
Oh no, I've never talked to her. I think I tweeted her once and she never responded. And then that's what made me go, I can never make this connection. Like if I saw her.
Yeah.
And we're in public.
She
and I have friends. I think we're represented.
Yeah.
Like we have the same agents.
Yeah.
Or, but what if she was a jerk to me? Like literally, I don't think I have one person in my life that isn't there because of comedy.
It's almost like
the butterfly effect.
You don't want to be bummed out seeing if she, all of a sudden she's a jerk. Now you'll be it would bum you out.
Then my life is a
lie.
A lie.
But you want to tell her that she inspired
or
you,
or do you or not?
I don't know. That's but here's the so why I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to pull up a picture of my wife. So my wife heard that story.
Yeah.
And my wife got mad. She's like, oh, really? So that's your type?
What, an Asian chick? Your wife's not Asian, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, your wife's Asian. Oh, my God. She's gorgeous, by the way. That's your wife. Holy crap.
Yeah. But so my wife saw Louise and she goes, and my wife goes, oh, so there's a type? I'm like, no, I swear to God, like, I've never dated a half Asian girl ever in my entire life until you. And then she heard the Lucy Liu story. You know?
Well, I think your wife's actually hotter than Lucy Liu. From that photo,
beautiful.
I think she
is. Yeah, my wife's,
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, but so that's.
I think Lucy Liu's hot, don't get me wrong, but I think your wife's hotter.
No,
she thinks that's a type. You were looking for a Lucy Liu type and you found me. No wonder she's mad at you.
Yeah, I think the weirdest thing, I don't know where, if I was ever someplace where it'd be Seinfeld and Lucy Liu in the same thing, I would just stand there. People are like, well, he's weird.
We were talking.
What town was this in?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay, so she went to the University
of
Michigan?
She went to U of M.
Man. We were talking about meeting people that you don't want to, that you like in the business or you worship. You're afraid of meeting them, afraid they're going to be something you don't like. Mm-hmm. I mean, Petey's that way with John Elway. You don't want to meet John Elway because you know if he's a dick, it's going to bum you out.
Yeah, I met George Brett and he was a total a-hole. And there was no reason. There was no one around.
Kansas City
there
Rose
was no
fan.
One
right,
around.
There's a couple. I always give people one try. Like, if for some reason you meet them once, you go, we all have days.
Right.
I don't know what your travel day, wherever you were. I don't know what, if you're at some event and somebody was, but there are some people you meet like once, like two or three times, and you're like, no, you're pretty consistent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nah, that wasn't a one-off. This is completely,
We were talking to Kane yesterday. He was saying that he likes Norm MacDonald. And he was saying that he sees Norm MacDonald once in a while at the Sandler party he was at. But he loves Norm Macdonald, but Norm Macdonald was always weird to him.
Right.
So he feels weird about it now because he, I don't know if Norm Macdonald seems really cool and really funny, but I don't know him. Do you know Norm Macdonald?
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just saying, I mean, is there somebody, you know what though, John Heffron with us, Funny Bone this weekend. Somebody's going to say it about you.
That I'm a
they say, oh, you know, I don't want to meet John Heffron because what if he's a dick and I love his work?
Because I respect him too much.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't know if I.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I don't come across that vibe. I don't know. Like, maybe. I'm sure there. Yeah. You know, there are probably some people, comics, that, you know, just like a, almost like a pheromone. Like, you work with two other comics every week,
right?
Every city.
Right.
Some weeks you have just a great week because from the MC to the feature, they're super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Other times you get in there and you're just like, I don't know. I don't know what's in this guy's DNA, but I'm not talking. Like, you know what I mean? You just get that.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty
good. But I do like the idea of giving a person two or three times because everybody has a bad day.
Well,
I've been a dick to people. I know I have, and I'm not usually.
I'm sure that somebody's gotten a bad dose of us.
There was,
and they hate us now because of that one meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or my new my move that I sometimes do if I meet somebody who I don't know is like a tool or not. Right. So I was in Banff, Canada, maybe a day ago or 2 days ago,
okay.
Right? It's a beautiful, just in the mountains. That I did a big corporate event.
Oh, it's great.
So this guy is also performing, Paul Bryant. He's a singer.
Got
he's
it.
A country singer.
Got
like,
it.
And he sold as many albums as like Shania Twain.
He's big in Canada.
He's really good. He's like
got
a country singer, and he's got some hits.
Got it.
But I never met him before.
Oh.
So he's there, and I do this to try to be funny, and sometimes it backfires, right? Like, so, because I'm not, again, my personality isn't the crazy guy. Let's goof around.
Right.
I'm pretty just straight-laced. Right. But he was there, and the guy's like, this guy sold as much as Garth Brooks has, but, you know, he's in Canada, and he's got a couple hits. So he's standing there, and he starts to turn for a second. I go, hey. You going to the bar? Will you get me a Coke?
Oh.
And that's all I say. And then I turn and I start talking. Just I love doing that. Like as famous as whatever, I always ask him to go get me something. And you'll see if the person comes back with a thing, you're like, oh, okay, that person was way cool.
Right.
Other times he shoot you look like, who are you asking to get you something? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What'd he do?
He went. He's Canadian.
Oh, he had to go.
He's Canadian.
Oh, they're nice.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Nice.
He got over there and brought me chicken tenders and fries.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We need a quick break. Thanks for the sports, Petey.
You bet. Great bit. Wait. Did he bring vinegar with the fries?
Yes, I did. I had potato chips.
Canadians love their vinegar.
Ketchup,
I like
potato
vinegar
chips.
On fries too. I really do. John Heffron with us, funnybonomall.com. Tonight, tomorrow night, two shows each. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.